McKenzie on Radio Now. And we're talking about, well, recording your own proposal. And we'll explain some more of this. But your thoughts at 833-563-2539. Side note, I started working with Diamonds Direct. If you're looking for a diamond, you got to go see them. Keystone at the Crossing. They're going to take care of you. They're going to explain how the diamond thing works because I had no clue about it. But, man, they're awesome. Diamonds Direct. I'm going to give them a little plug. So, Chops, you're not proposing, are you? Because you're the one that wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, no. I mean, people record their proposals all the time, like flash mob proposals. But I'm talking, I literally saw on social media, like it was a social media influencer. And the guy was down on one knee with a ring and the box in one hand and his cell phone in the other. So it was like a point of view shot of him proposing to his girlfriend. Tacky or not?
I think that takes away, obviously, from the moment being present. Just get yourself a tripod or have someone on hand that's like, you know, in the side, even if not visible, to record it for you. Because nothing wrong. I definitely think you want to live back that moment. But you don't want to be like, oh, trying to adjust the angle while you're proposing to her and all the things.
833-563-2539. I would agree with you, McKenzie. But recently there was a video I saw where this Canadian couple, the guy proposed and he had the mother-in-law, like future mother-in-law, help him out. Well, she was a little bit older and didn't know how the technology worked. She had it on like selfie video. So she recorded her reaction as her daughter was being proposed to by the guy.
That's kind of sweet. That's cute.
But I agree with you though. Like, can't you mount a GoPro or get some kind of camera on you? If you can't, first of all, get somebody else. Ask a random stranger. Plan it out. I mean, is this a spontaneous
thing? Yeah, these things are usually planned, so you would have time to kind of figure out how you want to do it.
I bet you he was doing it just for the Instagram likes. Like, I guarantee you he wasn't doing it because he was like, oh, I actually want to save this moment and see, you know, what my girl looks like forever when I ask her. He was probably like, oh, I should film the proposal and imagine all the likes I'm going to get.
Do you think he was live on Instagram?
That would be kind of cool.
Because I would totally be sucked in if someone went live and proposed.
You're like, I can't tune in away.
And I love those videos of, like, there was one recently at a basketball game or something, and it was like a kiss cam, and then he actually got it. They did the kiss, and then he got down on one knee and proposed. Like, those get me every time.
So you like that, but you would not like the guy, like Porkchop saying, dropping to one knee, ring in the one hand, phone in the other.
No.
So tacky.
Because I want him to be locked on me and in the moment. I mean, what if he's looking to make sure he's getting, yeah, like looking down at his phone? That would take away.
Would anybody have a problem with this? Like, would you have a problem if your significant other did that right there, like Porto's talking about? 833-563-2539.
And I swear, Liv, didn't you say, like, you know someone that did this? Like, recorded the proposal with a phone in their hand? I swear you said this.
Yeah. Well, they recorded it with, I guess they, like, were taking pictures.
That's just...
And I just think it's so tacky. I just would not be into that. If my future husband fiance did that, I would probably be like, what are you doing? I'd probably honestly give the bird to the camera.
I'm like, hold on.
I don't mind. I don't mind like someone recording from afar, but that is such like an intimate moment that I want to share with that person. Like, I don't want them to be like, Oh, like, I gotta get it. Like, I am also a very big person. Obviously, I love my cell phone. I love social media, but I am a huge, huge person of like, your phone's not everything. You know, it's just not
everything.
That's one
of those moments between you two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It should not. That's a moment where the phone should not be involved.
Listen, I think you're both totally wrong about this. How many girls, that's all they want to post on the gram
but
is that proposal.
But that's not what's important. That is not what is important. It's what is important.
I think
is
you're
going to
get
moment.
People saying you're wrong.
Like, even when Kanye proposed to Kim, they was in San Francisco. He had the band play, the orchestra, Lana Del Rey, Young and Beautiful. And we saw the cameras from afar, him get down on one knee and do it. While the family was about to run out, but we didn't really hear the intimate moment what he said to her, and I think it should be that way.
Let's go to Lane this morning, 833-563-2539. If you'd like to sound off. Lane, what do you think?
So I actually proposed to my wife a year ago on Victory Field, and I actually didn't have anybody there. It was just me and her. Oh. I wanted our perspectives of it. And I'm not into technology that much, so I didn't want like the videos or anything. I wanted us to be able to tell the story, and I think it's kind of tacky, personally.
Yeah, you got to live in the moment.
Exactly, yeah.
So did you have to, like, rent out Victory Field, or did they just let you pop on there to do it?
So, I had a couple connections through a couple people, like Irvington Baseball Park, and they were able to get me through, and I talked to a guy, and he allowed me to kind of tour it, and then he took us down to the field and left us alone. So, it was kind of interpersonal connection.
Very cool. I want to throw out there, if someone wants to propose on Joel McKenzie, we'd be all about that. If you want to do it in studio, bring your significant other in here, hit up Producer Pork Chop.
I don't know, McKenzie. I love that idea. I don't know if I can handle another.
No, want this.
We did a proposal before on the show. I know it wasn't Joel McKenzie, and it was amazing. Do you guys remember this?
I was not here for that.
Oh, okay. Liv, do you remember this? The guy wanted to come in, surprise his girl. He did the proposal. And then it was like 2 or 3 weeks later, he broke up with her.
Yeah.
No.
They got engaged. They got married. The wedding didn't even happen. They broke up. It was so sad.
I just can't handle this
heartache.
Well,
I've done a proposal when I worked here the first time.
Okay.
And it worked off.
Maybe we should vet the couples a little bit. Like, how long have you been dating?
Yes, absolutely. Second time we had a couple propose at our big concert on stage.
That's cool.
I'm 2 for 2, baby. So all right, third time's a charm if you want.
I'll take that day off so we know it'll work for a third time.